You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
Hi, and thanks for listening. This is Marjorie Alford, and today I am on the line with Darren Keene of Problems.
Hey, what's up?
So to kick us off, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about the history of this project, Problems.
Yeah, Problems started during the pandemic when I was still living in Nebraska. I had moved back home to Nebraska from New York City, just going through a divorce, and my father was dying of Alzheimer's, so I went home to help take care of him. And I was just in a really crazy place because of the pandemic and didn't know what I was doing musically. While I was in New York, I had like kind of lost my original music swag. I was just DJing full time out there. And so when I moved back to Nebraska, I was like, all right, I got to get back into songwriting, got to get back into my actually being a touring musician and all this, and just started playing around on the computer. And what I'd been doing solo computer music since 2003 in one form or another. And so just started getting back into what felt natural and what felt fun to me. And yeah, it's been going really well.
So you mentioned you started making electronic music around 2003. What first got you interested in this?
I was doing lots of rock bands and stuff, and really wanted to tour full time. And none of my friends were really getting the van and hit the road. I was living in Nebraska. And so I just had this idea. It's like I got Reason 1.0, which is really kind of old now, software to make music. And I just made some backing tracks. And my early stuff, it was like karaoke style. I just sang over a CD. I put a CD player on stage and then I just sang over the beats. Yeah. And then it's evolved into what Problems is now, where it's like really engaging live electronic music. But I don't know. I like composing alone, which I didn't know about myself at the time. I was in kind of like rock bands where we jam and that was cool. And like, I felt a pressure to always do that. And like the second I just started playing with computers and by myself alone, I really clicked with the whole thing.
Your sobriety seems to play a pretty significant role in your life. Are you willing to talk a little bit about your sobriety journey with our listeners?
I love talking about sobriety. Yeah, about 4 years ago, I checked myself into rehab. I've always had a really big drinking problem. I think everyone who knew me back in the day kind of realized it, but it was just when you're touring all the time, it's encouraged. You drink before the shows, you drink during the shows, you're drinking after the shows, get to the venue and you just sit around and drink all day. And yeah, then when I moved to New York City, drugs entered the equation. I was always into drugs, but like New York just totally turned me into a drug addict. It was wild. So yeah, about 4 years ago, I went to rehab, got out of rehab, had about a year there where I was in and out of sobriety, working on it. Never was like, oh, I'm going to tackle this and be able to drink or do drugs like a normal person. But it was just like, you know, trying to stop, but just having problems. But yeah, it's been over 3 years now since I've drank or done drugs. And sobriety has just like been unreal for me. It's just really helped me get my life back together. Basically, the main thing about sobriety for me is I like being a helpful, reliable person. I like helping my friends. I like helping my community. And when I'm using drugs and drinking, it robs me of that. I'm not able to be a reliable, stand-up, honest, trustworthy person. Again, like that's all that matters to me. And so coming here to Chicago with some sobriety under my belt and working here in the scene, working with people and doing what I do now is just like, it's the realization of a dream that I couldn't have had otherwise.
So you are a Chicago transplant by way of Nebraska, New York, Nebraska. What brought you to Chicago?
I have always loved Chicago. I mean, Chicago is just such a magical place. I just had done some good shows with Problems here. Before I moved here, I got to do a Thalia Hall show with Lightning Bolt. And I've always been kind of in with some of the venues here. I'm on good terms with like the Bottle Crew and yeah, just like a bunch of the venues here I really like. I love like the Drazes over at Kohl's and stuff. I guess I kind of made friends with them more since I moved here. But I like the scene here. It feels very inclusive. There's a lot of different genres here. One thing that I've loved about Chicago is like I don't have a big history of like punk music in my life. Punk bands in Nebraska were mostly like NoFX sounding pop punk bands, which is fine. But there's really good punk music here that's kind of helped me see like a lot of different subgenres of punk and stuff that are really fun. But yeah, I just came out here just to do music. I mean, straight up, just I wanted to book shows. I wanted to work at a venue. I wanted to be able to tour and get my music going full time. The kind of bands that I want to open for and play with don't really come to Nebraska very often, but they're there's like three shows a month in Chicago that I want to open up. So it's like, if I can get on 10% of those or 3% of those, that's more than I'll play back in Nebraska.
If memory serves me correctly, do you return to Nebraska to book a fest there?
But I am booking not a fest, but like an all-day show. It's Personal Space last weekend. It's a thing I'm doing with some friends out in Nebraska. We got this big back lot of this bar and we're putting a stage up there. And it's going to be between the weekends of South by Southwest and Shreveport Fest. So there's just a lot of bands out. And that's a really hard part of the country to book, especially those weekends. And so I just thought, let's just get a venue. And then we want to book like more DIY bands and like independent bands where that we can just hit them directly and just throw like a DIY big all-day festival in Nebraska. So it's going to be March 22nd in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, that is a perfect time to seg into talking about your booking. You also run Personal Space Booking. Talk to us a little bit about your work there.
Yeah, so I've been booking shows literally since I was in high school. So I probably started booking shows in the year 2000, maybe 99 even. Something clicked with me when I was in my middle school and high school band. I was in this band, we covered Red Hot Chili Peppers and Incubus and stuff. And like when it came to like organizing the shows, something really clicked inside me. And I really found myself enjoying the logistics of setting up concerts and tours and stuff. And so my old thing before Problems was called The Show is the Rainbow. I played, between 2,000 and 3,000 shows all over the world with that, mostly self-booked. I had agents from time to time too. But, and then Problems, I did 90 shows last year in 8 countries. I love booking tours. I love booking shows. It's really strange because there are so many people in the music scene who they can't be bothered to check their email or, reply or do anything. And I think people sometimes can think I have like an almost too eager, almost desperate vibe because I'm so on point with everything. But the truth is, this brings me joy that I cannot wrap my head around, and it's like impossible for other people to understand. I sit at my Gmail listening to music, watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia in the background, and book shows all day, and I feel happy. I love talking to bands, and I love all sides of booking too. I love working with cool bands. Like I'm now like the booking person at Burlington Bar, which is awesome. I've just been working really hard to get a bunch of cool shows booked. One of my favorite things about like booking is, I still love working with like the really new bands. Like that is a linchpin of what makes Burlington cool. It's like you can play one of your first few shows at Burlington. Like I remember what it's like to not get booked, and being someone who doesn't make music that's just in one scene, I still encounter no all the time. And I know how hard it is when you're getting rejected. You start to think like, well, maybe we aren't good or we're not good enough yet. And it's like, it's not even that. Music scene is fickle. And so I like to give people a start too. I like to do all of it. And I think it all serves a really important purpose.
So you toured a whole lot in 2024. We got a new album. What is on the horizon fresh and new in 2025?
2025, I'll be writing. I don't think the record will be done or come out this year, probably early next year. This year, though, I am still touring. I got shows with Death's Dynamic Shroud and Pyle coming up. I'm doing a run to Florida. I'm doing a run to New York City. I'll hit the West Coast at some point. And then this last European tour, I was fortunate. I linked with some people over there. And I don't want to have like normal like booking agent, but what I have found is like a person in Italy who can book me shows in Italy, a person in Spain who can help me in Spain. So I'm kind of just finding these regional friends who will hook me up with some shows. So I'll go back to Europe this year too. Last year was 3 weeks of a tour. I'd like to do like maybe 4 or 5 this time and spend more time over there and away from President Elon. But I say this every year. It's funny you're catching me for an interview in January because every year for me starts the same. I'm always like, I'm not going to tour very much this year. I need to spend time planting roots just here in Chicago and really do that and just be a normal Chicago human being. And then by like July, it's like, I've played 40 shows and it's 6 months into this year, whatever. So we'll see.
All right. To close us out, next Sunday, January 26th, you and I and Speed Babes are all going to be at Chirp Night at the Whistler. Tell us a little bit about this show. What can we expect?
I love Speed Babes. They're one of the first groups of friends that I made working at Burlington. That will be fun for us to finally play together. I think that you're going to get a dose of a guy writing and singing about the way sobriety has impacted his life and how much that good that's done for him. You'll also get a dose of three guys who will be extremely trash talking about how awesome it is to drink beer and do drugs. So there's something for everyone, I guess.
Thanks again for listening. This has been a Chirp Artist interview with Problems, and I am Marjorie Alford.
Later, everyone.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.